The curriculum is equivalent to about a second-year science-based university academic program. So this is for an esthetician who is very serious about their career and who is willing to essentially become a university student post-secondary for 9 months.
Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty Babble. Today, we're chatting with Vanessa DeMello, co-founder of Beauty Depot and the Aesthetic Institute Training Center, about the SEDESCO diploma, which is the international qualification for aesthetics. I'm sure I'm simplifying it, but Vanessa, you're going to tell us more about that. Welcome. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so I know with this one, I was excited about this topic because I know with your history that you didn't actually start with SEDESCO. So could you walk us through like your start point of teaching, like the school side of it and educating and how you I just took that journey and what it took to bring in SEDESCO, because I understand what that is as well.
Yeah, just a really quick history of our business, and this is just fresh in my mind because I tell pretty much every student that comes to our school this our history. So we started our business in the year 2000 as a beauty distributor called Beauty Depot, and Beauty Depot specializes in selling everything for the esthetician. And early in our years as a beauty supplier, we started to get asked quite a lot from estheticians if we would ever consider getting into aesthetic training. As we all know, estheticians are always on a quest for ongoing education and learning. And when we started doing research in our area in the early 2000s, what we noticed was there were primarily a lot of more focused hair schools that were running a diploma program. And they may or may not have had a program in general aesthetics. So, interestingly, even today, that's what we see quite a lot of. What prompted us to, pursue potentially opening as a school focusing on aesthetics was that need for education for estheticians, both beginner and advanced training. And my business partner and I actually worked on a business plan for about 5 years. And then fast forward to 2009, we opened up our first school, which was the Aesthetic Institute. And we knew that our school was going to be different as we wanted to place an emphasis on purely aesthetic training, again, beginner and advanced. And we really wanted to do things the right way, which is why we became an accredited school and went through, the process of getting our programs accredited and to really ensure that we're doing things the right way in Canada, and to ensure that we have, diploma programs that are recognized for our students and that have credentials behind it. So that's how we started in 2009. And actually, our very first programs were developed by us with specialists. So we had hired, who still are on our team today, but we had quite an eclectic team of very experienced estheticians that helped us, educators, I should say, that helped us develop curriculums for two programs. One of which was our part-time modular program called the Full Aesthetic Program that we still run today with a monthly intake. That is a general esthetician program with 14 modalities, and it's done over about 8 months. And then we also developed our advanced clinical esthetician program back in 2009 that looks much different today than it did back then. Of course, with clinical aesthetics, it has changed tremendously, due to advancements in technologies and medical treatments. So that is also a monthly program that we run still at our school today. However, we wanted to do something a little bit different, and we still felt like we needed to kind of branch off in a different direction that would provide a more distinguished credential for our students and really separate us as a player in the education division. And so what we did was we had reached out to doing our research. We had reached out to SEDESCO in 2015. So SEDESCO stands, I'm not French, but it's the abbreviation is Comité International Esthétique Cosmétologie, which is the International Committee of Aesthetics and Cosmetology. And SEDESCO was established 75 years ago in Belgium. And today their head office is in Switzerland. And around the world, there's about 33 countries that represent Sedesco. So Sedesco, what they're known for is an international accredited program in beauty therapy. And this was what was appealing to us because we thought, you know, it's important to be able to offer students a distinguishing credential that will not only provide them, you know, with a diploma in, it's actually in over 20 services they learn in aesthetics over 9 months, and it's 1300 hours. But not only will that distinguish them in Canada, but it allows them to work internationally as an esthetician. And it is the world standard and benchmark for not only the school, but for an esthetician. And this is why we decided we wanted to apply, because we thought, you know, we need to do something different. We don't just want to be an average school. We want to be able to offer our students something that will distinguish them and differentiate them. So that's how we got started. Now, to become a Sedesco school took us almost 2 years to get approved, because honestly, we had to move from our existing location to a brand new building in 2017 with two floors. And Sedesco is very particular on how the school is set up, the equipment we need, how our stations are set up. I'm very particular about the instructors that are teaching, their credentials, and so much more. So it was a big investment for us as a school to even, you know, pursue doing this. But we thought it was worth it. We took that risk, and my goodness, has it ever paid off for us. So I know that's a lot of information I've given you, but that's the background.
And when it came to you, you'd made a comment about Sedesco's very particular.
Yes.
In the school itself. Is there a couple of things you can share? Like, what is it that differentiates them to maybe some of, I mean, you have had the other school situation and you made a comment you had to move. You recognize that there was definitely a different expectation, I guess you could say, on that business front of the, representing Sedesco itself.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different aspects. Like in terms of the curriculum themselves, like the curriculum that we have to teach, we'll talk about that first, and then I can just tell you a few more specifics on, you know, sure, infrastructure and such. But the curriculum is equivalent to about a second year science-based university academic program. So this is for an esthetician who is very serious about their career and who is willing to essentially become a university student post-secondary for 9 months. They're living, they're breathing, and they're sleeping this program for 9 months. So in terms of what we had to do was, we have the most tremendous instructor who's still with us. Her name is Meredith Thompson. She helped us really overhaul the whole curriculum and, you know, our programs that we're offering on all four fronts, whether you're in our part-time program or you're in Sedesco, we're very proud of them. But Sedesco goes a lot more in depth in the science. So there was a lot of work and time that was put into developing very comprehensive curriculums that are science-based and academic. Our job as a school is essentially to prepare our students for this 10-hour international practical exam, where an international examiner comes to our school and the students have to showcase approximately 13 or 14 skills to that international examiner over a 10-hour period. So it is something that, you know, as a school, we have to find the right people who are qualified to teach these students, who are on board with upholding the high standard of Sedesco. So what we really see with our students, which is beautiful, is a metamorphosis of change in their professional and their personal development and their confidence that grows throughout this program too. The way the program is designed is to take them through these 9 months full time, learning over 20 subjects and really learning detailed heavy science of what an esthetician should know in our industry. And it challenges them. There's over 25 exams that these students have to take. And sometimes I think when I'm interviewing students for this, because we do a 90-minute to 2-hour interview and presentation on this program to every applicant. And, you know, I'll tell you, we have a wait list every single year of students that want to get in. But sometimes I think, God, I'm scaring these students because I would be kind of scared to register for a program like this. But you know what is, it's exciting for me and our team just to see that there are so many people that want the best for themselves. And that comes through in that interview. You see a lot of younger students coming in, but I actually see quite a few students that are doing career changes in their lives, and some that really wanted to be an esthetician or in the early days, but maybe they weren't supported by their family. Perhaps there was a stereotype that this wasn't an industry that was going to challenge them academically, which we just know is not true. So I see a lot of individuals doing this later in their careers, in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, actually. So that's one way that it's distinguished. But again, like as the school, as I said earlier, we really had to invest a lot in the infrastructure of how our classrooms are set up and all the equipment and technology that we have. And, you know, just the way the facility is developed to meet that SEDESCO standard. So.
And you had mentioned it was, what did I miss? I'm not sure. How long was that process when you finally discovered, yes, this is the path I want to do. And then the actual fact that it went through and happened. You had your business plan, you did it all, and then was accepted with SEDESCO as a representation of that
school. Yeah, that's a good question. So the first aspect of that was about a year. And then actually, SEDESCO has you as a school in training for about another year. And it's not until you go through, and even for us, it was scary, right? The first time an international examiner came to our school, we were like, are they going to think that we're good? Like, is our school up to that international standard? Because it's in 33 countries around the world. So they were very impressed with everything. And, you know, again, I think it's just the integrity behind what we're doing and that we are rule followers. We're not a school that's cutting corners. If anything, I think we go way over and beyond. We really scrutinize things that we do at our school. And we're always looking to, you know, to ensure that we're up to date and current and that we're providing our students the best experience. So we were fortunate after our first SEDESCO exam is when we were essentially approved as a SEDESCO school, because they were really quite pleased with how we represented SEDESCO, especially in Canada.
And then you and Sylvia were together going,
yeah.
Yay, the team, we did it. Yeah, I know it's a huge process. I went through that many years ago as well. And that's one of the reasons, well, it was two reasons why I took it, but personal reasons and also that. But yeah, I understand that exam.
Is hard. It's hard.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I think for people to not understand, like you said, it's like a two-year post-secondary. I remember I was in Vancouver at the time. It was the only school that actually had in Western Canada at the time. And I was studying for the body treatment. My cousin was doing kinesiology, just to give people perspective. And I was studying some of the things that he was studying in his second year of kinesiology. And he goes, why do you have to learn all this? And I go, because
we do.
They make us.
It's great. And you know, here's the thing. So why would you want to be a SEDESCO graduate and to hold this diploma? It is, like, as I said, it's the world benchmark. But when you're looking, if you think about it, when you're looking at working in a spa, perhaps your goal is to work in a resort spa in another country or even in Canada, you know, those spas are appealing to a traveler and a person who maybe they're from the UK or they're from Italy or they're from Australia or Japan. And they're used to, when you're paying $200 or $250 for a facial, they're a discerning client who's looking for a certain level and standard of a treatment. This program assures that the candidate or, you know, the graduate understands not only the theory behind what they're doing, but that they can also think outside the steps of doing a treatment. They're able to customize a treatment. They are able to understand the why behind what they're doing. They're able to pick up a bottle of, you know, a serum or a cleanser and look at the ingredients and understand what those ingredients do and why, and make product recommendations for their clients. So this is why our students, honestly, we have to report to the government every year on our students' success with finding employment within a year. And last year, it was 95% of the students within a year had full-time employment. So that's wonderful. And another stat that's interesting is approximately 70% of our students get hired before their final examination. They're in huge demand. And currently, we have a wait list for our next intake. I literally have people begging me to get them in, and I can't, right? Because I can only take 20 students in this program. So it does give me faith that there's a lot of people in this industry that understand that to have a program that is comprehensive and thorough and is not a quick path to getting a certificate, that is important to them. And I think for a while there in our industry, it was a little bit scary seeing that there's just a lot of places that are just offering these quick promises and diplomas, which are not even accredited to individuals, you know, and we all know we can hurt people. We're doing treatments that you can cause harm. And if you don't understand what you're doing, that's a big problem. So, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It is quite the journey, isn't it? How often do you do it, this program in a year, in a calendar year?
So we now do it, the program that we run, it's 9 months. So some schools do it over 2 years, but they spread it out. We do it over 9 months. It's a 1300 hour program. So beauty therapy has always been, it's 1200 hours actually, but we build in an extra 100 hours. So it's exactly every 9 months we have an intake at the school. And the name of the program, it's the Sedesco Beauty Therapy Program. So they will receive their final diploma from Switzerland. And then they also receive a diploma from us too in aesthetics. But again, you know, I've had, like you said, we've had actually nurses who have taken this program and have shared with us that some of the subjects are harder than they've learned in nursing. So it is the real deal. And you know what, it's not necessarily for everyone either, because you do need to have the time to commit to those 9 months. And then beyond the full-time studies, you have to be studying in the evenings and on the weekends, because you'll be tested about every other week in a subject, whether it's theoretical or practical. So
it hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. But you know, some people still don't know what Sedesco is, and that's why I think it's important that we do raise some awareness about this really distinguishing credential, and just to understand that it's not that other programs are not good programs. I mean, we offer, as I said, we have our full aesthetic program, which is a part-time modular accredited program in Canada, and it's a wonderful program. We still do it over 8 months. Right. And it's just one subject at a time. The main difference is it's designed for more flexibility for the student, and they have to do some of their practical quotas on their own. So there's also some of the theory is done more hybrid online, but there's always practical tests on every subject and theoretical tests on every subject. So again, I'm not here to say that Sedesco is the only way. Providing that you find, you know, a school, I would say my biggest advice is make sure that you do your research and really speak to other students, ideally, who have gone there, and make sure that, you know, those references are legitimate, that you're not necessarily just looking at a Google review, because sometimes Google reviews can be purchased and they're not even real. So I think that's important too.
How many schools are Sedesco in Canada?
There's four. So there's three of them in the East, and then we're the only school in the West. And, you know, I'm actually on the board for Sedesco Canada as well, which is, we have a nonprofit organization called the Canadian Aesthetic and Spa Association, which is CESA, C-E-S-A, Canada.ca. And again, the goal is that we are seeing more and more interest of schools that are wanting to become Sedesco schools, which I think is really great. And we're not all about just being the only Sedesco school. We want there to be more Sedesco schools out there to provide this opportunity to their students and their graduates. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. With the Sedesco program, it seems very, just from what you've said, like very heavily focused on the science, the theory. Is there any component in the program about maybe, you know, business, what is it called? Business development or marketing or anything like that? Or is that separate?
That's separate. And I'm so glad you asked that, because right before you said that, I'm like, I have to tell them about the other program. That's so important. So there's a little bit that's covered on business skills, more on direct business skills. Like the beauty therapy program, there's a lot of interaction with clients who are regularly coming in to receive treatments from the students. So they do learn some spa management, you know, working with a professional spa management system. And they do learn some retailing, and certainly their customer service skills are really important. But in a program like that, it's difficult to really provide the level of management training. So what Sedesco developed in 2019, that is, it's an incredible program. I'm really passionate about it as well. It's called the Sedesco Beauty and Spa Management Diploma, which is a 4-month business program. I have my business degree too from U of C. And when I look at the syllabus and the list of categories of subjects that our students are learning, it's equivalent to about a first year business degree academic program. And it's an intensive program that's 320 hours, and it's done over 4 months. And this program, actually, we have students all over the world taking it, because we've been able to move it to an online platform within our it's called Moodle, is the system that we use. And every week, every Tuesday, there's a live instructor candidate check-in with our lead educator, Meredith Thompson, and our students, which allows us to offer this program to students all over the world. And the idea behind this program, it's really designed for someone who is either considering spa management or running their own business, whether it's a spa, salon, or medical spa, or maybe you're a nail technician or makeup artist. So it's a tremendous program, because the students are taken through 16 weeks of lectures and weekly assignments that are really covering business and spa management, completely related to our industry. But the beauty of the program is, at the end of this program, the final assignment is a business plan to launch their own business. So this is such an important skill that, and an actual, you know, assignment that most people would never do or know how to create a business plan without hiring someone. It, you know, when I tell people about this, it's just like the excitement that I hear even from, you know, other beauty professionals in our industry, is they're like, thank you, Vanessa, for bringing this and for offering this at the school. This is what is needed. And I completely agree. And sadly, over 24 years, you know, of running our business, we've certainly seen students not succeed, or graduates not succeed in their businesses, because they didn't have that roadmap to success. Mm-hmm. So I always say to our students, if you are considering down the road opening your own business, to me, this program is as integral as your actual credential as an esthetician, if you plan to run your own business. And, you know, I what makes me the most happy is the testimonials we've received, not only from you know, new business owners, but from business owners who have ran their salons or spas for many, many years, and then they've taken this program afterwards. And we've purposely priced it really affordable too. A lot of people are like, why are you pricing this for so low? So it's $3,495 for this 4-month program. We've priced it affordable because we want as many people to take it as possible. And, you know, even the exam fee for us, there's not a huge profit that the school is making on this program, but we do it because we feel like it's the right program. So we're super excited, and we've had hundreds of students do it. I think 300 to 400 students have taken it since 2019.
Wow.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Do you also have some kind of mentorship program after students have graduated, whether it's in your Sedesco program or your other programs?
Yeah, so not necessarily a mentorship program, but what I will tell you is, right on our website, we have a whole separate tab called career postings and job opportunities. And about once a week, we receive a job posting from a local salon or spa who's quite eager to hire graduates of our school. And currently, I was just doing a tour yesterday, there's about 90 pages of postings for salons and spas who've reached out to us who want to hire our graduates. And I think that in itself is, you know, it is essentially a mentorship program, because yes, these are job opportunities, but there's individuals who run their spas who trust our graduates and trust what we're doing. And I think that's a big reason too why our job success rate is so high. But beyond that, another thing we're really proud of is the educators we have on our team very much stay connected to our grads. So if anything, I'll say the mentors are our team. That once you leave, you know, if a student just came in the other day and she's like, Vanessa, thank you for allowing me to come back after 2 years to review my advanced laser class. And I said, well, of course, like if you haven't done it, come in, it's no problem. Mm-hmm. Right. So we're there. I mean, we care about people. We're not just here to take your money and we don't care what happens to you. We want to see you be successful. And, you know, we stay very connected to our graduates and our students because we own Beauty Depot as well. And they're constantly coming in and they're shopping with us and, you know, taking new classes or learning about new products. So we've really, I think, created a very nice community and sort of family for our graduates.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess before we end, is there anything else you would like to share, or you have a famous quote you want to share? Just teasing.
Yeah, I do. I say this to all of our graduates. Yes. This is my quote. Hold on, let me think about this for a second.
Put you on pressure. Sorry.
I think it's from a baseball movie. And I actually have this, Sylvia and I have this in our office. If it was easy, everyone would do it. It is the hard that makes it great. That's the quote. And that's what I say to our students, is that it's not meant to be easy. This is meant to challenge you and to make you feel really proud that you've done something superb for yourself and that you've had to push yourself out of your comfort zone. If it was easy, everyone would do it. And it is the hard that makes it great. So I think that I love that quote. To me, that's how life should be. And hard doesn't always have to be a hustle and a struggle. It's just about pushing ourselves to be the best that we can. That's all. So that's my quote.
I love that. That is a great way to end.
Great way to end. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this and sharing the educational side and the opportunities that are out there for professionals around the world, even.
Thank you very much. I feel like I did a lot of talking, but there's passion behind it all. So it comes from just a place of still, I guess that's a good thing. After all these years, I still love what I do, and that we're not ready to throw in the towel yet. But thank you very much for having me. It's great what you're doing as well for the industry and just creating a safe space for people to come on and talk and be open and honest and share ideas. So I appreciate you having me here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.